Today we continue with the series. Do you know what series that we left off a few weeks ago? The commandments. We didn't finish. We didn't finish the commandment. Do you remember what commandment that we're going to have today? The nine. Yes, that's right. The ninth commandment. It's not easy to study the Bible with the Ten Commandments because it seems like the word of the Ten Commandments jump out and tell you what you should do. And they've been telling me all along. And it's hard. And so whenever I share and talk with the Ten Commandments, it's talk about me. How can I change to be closer to God? The devil hates the most the Ten Commandments. Because Jesus write, or God write the word, the Ten Commandments with his own finger. If he can destroy the Ten Commandments, he can get this whole world on his side. And that's why we should go back and revisit and understand in depth. Because the Israelites studied for 4,000 years and they couldn't get the point. And Jesus had to come on the scene to say, I give you the new commandment. It's not new that you reject the 10th, all the 10 commandments away, but new because you didn't get what I'm trying to say in the 10 commandments, all 10 commandments. And so that's why the study has been all about the 10 commandments, but we come to the commandment number 9. Open the Bible with me in the book of Exodus chapter 20, verse 16. Exodus chapter 20, verse 16. The ninth commandment says this, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Is that right? You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Shall we pray before we study the word of God? Dear Lord, our God, again on this Sabbath morning, you give us one more commandment to study. Not for head knowledge, but for heart knowledge. Grip hold of us. Chain us. Help us to grow closer to you. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. Now, this commandment seemed like pretty easy. You heard about it. But let's understand what the deep meaning of this. Let's say imagine that you walk in the courtroom, okay? You know the situation very well. You know who on the stand, who was a victim, what's going on. And you sit in there and try to listen all these debate, who's right and who's wrong. Of course, they call on the victim or the person try to speak for himself. Of course he can speak good of himself, that he did not commit a murder. He did not shoot someone or kill someone. And here they ask for witness. And here you see first person coming up to witness. To witness this very gentleman, is he guilty or not? As you hear those witnesses, those are lies. It's gonna be. Somehow you know very well that's not true. But you were not called up for witness. Now the sentence for that trial, that man was sentenced to a death sentence if the jury voted. Now let me ask you about this. If you are the victim, if you in the case there, and you know other people say false witness, what are you gonna do? How can you defend yourself? How? So didn't you think this important that God have to put this in the Bible? Because at that time, probably many people give false witness and have sent someone a death trial or excommunicated out of the Israel camp. And so that's why God put this very commandment in the one of the Ten Commandments, is that you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. By the way, your neighbor, that's mean everyone. Okay, we learn about Jesus Christ when he answered the question of the disciple, who's your neighbor? And Jesus Christ said, the Samaritan, the Samaritan, right? Because the Israelite hate Samaritan, and so he said, those are your neighbor. And so what I'm trying to say here is everyone is your neighbor, either your friend or your enemy, okay? And so we're not going to talk about the neighbor. We're talking about bears for witness. Why is it so important that God put this in the one of the Ten Commandments? Let's go back and visit and see what some of the trial happened in Moses' time. Turn with me in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 19. Deuteronomy chapter 19, starting verse 15. Now, if you in that courtroom and say you one of juror, and if you only see one witness to say that person that a murder, would you like to take just one person witness? Is that fair? How many people think it's fair? Just one person. One person witness enough to send that man to death. Is that fair? No. God know that. And so God tell Moses, this is what you should do. Okay, Deuteronomy chapter 19, verse 15. One witness shall not rise again a man concerning any iniquity or any sin that he commit. One witness, is it enough? No. By the mouth of two or three witnesses, the matter shall be established. You see, it's so important. Now, if I'm on that, right, I want to see more witnesses on this. And so that's what happened during the time of Moses. Even today, we need to see more witnesses. Now, let's say you have two witnesses. One of them say he commit murder, and they say, I saw that with my own eyes. Other one say, no, I saw with my own eyes. He did not kill. Now, if you sit in the courtroom, who should you believe? Is it both of them right? Is it both of them right? No. Either one tell the truth, other one is tell the lie. That's it. And this is what God tell Moses. Verse 18, and the judges shall make diligent inquiry, and indeed, that means you have really have to find out who is tell the truth. If the witness is a false witness who has testified falsely against his brother, then you shall do to him as he thought to have done to his brother. So you shall put away the evil person from among you. Okay, you understand? The Bible says this is, and if we find out that witness is have false testimony, that person need to pay what the other person have paid. For example, remember some of the story you probably hear many times, that many trials going on today, or even many years ago, and there's four witnesses put a man in jail for 20 years. And finally, they research and find out it's wrong, so let the man go. And so those who tell four witnesses, guess what? You should go to put that man back to jail for 20 years because you have cost other men 20 years living in jail, right? One thing, you have to do exactly what you have called do a false witness about. Number two, you get thrown out of Israel camp. That means you forever excommunicate. That's what Moses' law, and this is what Jesus is trying to say. Verse 20, and those who remain shall hear and what? And fear. And hereafter, they shall not again commit such evil among you. Do you think it's important? This very important issue in Israelite time and our time. If those who have false witnesses, you should be cut away from the people, and the people will see, wow, we should not do that. We should be fearful. We shouldn't tell a lie about someone else. If you do not see, if you do not hear with your own eyes, hear with your own ear, That means you should not be a witness. You shouldn't be testifying. You understand? This is what the Bible says. I didn't say that. But we live in the world with so much information. From YouTube, iPad, iTouch. One thing someone knows is how to text someone else right away. You know what? I hear about that. That person did that. And guess what? You follow the whole rumor without you actually witness things what happened. Okay, so that's very important. Read with me in the book of Exodus chapter 21. Exodus 23 verse 1. 23 verse 1, say exactly what I just said here. 23 verse 1 say, you shall not circulate a false report. Do not put your hands with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. You understand? No, yeah, you don't get this. You shall not circulate false witness or false report. You shall not spread the rumor. Do not put your hand with the wicked to be unrighteous witness. That means if we hear something and we don't see with our own eyes or hear with our own ear and we continue to spread that false report, we become a false witness. That's what the Bible said. Now, if you read through all these Exodus, Leviticus, Deuteronomy, you see again and again happening. Do you think it's still happening in today's age? You think it happened in your time? Yes. It's happened in the workplace. It's happened in school. And even happened in church. Well, it's tough for me to preach this because it's hurt me. Because think about me too. You know, sometimes I need to understand this commandment very well to guard my lips. To guard my tongue is very important. What you say or not say, if you know, what might hurt someone is so important. And so we have to be focused on be true witness and help not only for you, your family, your neighbor, your workplace, your school, but also the church. And so all that's very important. And we need to exercise correctly. Now, who is the father of all liars? How do you know that? Well, the Bible says so, okay? And we don't have time to go into every single Bible text. But you know what? Lucifer was a false witness, is a liar in heaven. He said, you know, Jesus, you are not good in commander. You cannot rule this whole universe. I think you are so strict, so autocratic, and you are not treating all these angels well. If any angel do something wrong, you're going to whip them out of heaven. And so when Satan go around and talk negative about Jesus Christ, the commander of heaven and all that, and guess what? One third of the angel follow Satan. They thought that Satan is right. Until now, they know Satan is a false witness. Now, when Satan and his angel throw up heaven, they go to this very earth. Do you think Satan and his angel continue to spread all this false witness? All these lies? Do you think so? Or think he stopped? It's just continue. Continue. We'll go back with me in the book of Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3, you see here the story of Garden of Eden. And here Satan act out as a serpent. And he know very well that God talked to Adam and Eve that you can eat every single fruit in this garden except the fruit on this particular tree of good and evil. And here the serpent come along. Verse 1, now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree in the garden? Is this true witness? Do you follow? No, you don't follow. It say, and God say that, God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree none of the tree in the garden. Is that true? No. Only one tree. But he said every single tree. You see, Satan continue doing lie. I'm telling you, this is the method that Satan tried to inject into this fallen world. Because one lie, it lead to another. One lie lead to another. Why? Because you need to cover up. And you continue cover up with one lie after another. One of these days, everyone know this lie. If there's a consequence in false witness, if there are consequences, let me tell you, this is a very important matter for the society and for our work. And we need to see the consequence. It's so important. Before we talk about that, I want to share with you, do you think what happened in the school? You guys think it happened in school? It's happened everywhere. Now, I give you an example. If two guys want to get that one girl, right? Guess what? One of them going to be a false witness. You know, how can you go with him? He's not a good football player. He's not good in math. Where you go with him? Look at me. You see, you start to put someone else down. You hear about that in school, right? It's happened everywhere. What about work? If you want to climb up on the ladder of your office place in a career, you want to push someone down. If you don't want to push someone down, they're going to push you down. And so you start pushing each other. Stay alive. Have false witness. There's only one position. It's open. And you have 10 of them of you try to get for that position. And you're going to still go to your boss, you know, I want to take you out for dinner. It's on me. And you share with them, you know what, other God, 9 people, they just joke around. I work hard. You know, I stay always late at work. You see, you start to have false witness, and naturally you start put someone else down. When economy going around, turn like this and say, well, we have to fire someone. We got to let someone go. And you did not realize that a single man or woman, that someone you just tell false witness and he or she have to go, they have a home to pay, a family to feed, and they lost everything. You see, false witness will hurt so many people, including hurt yourself. And so false witness is very hurtful in every place. And rumor is just something just add more into the false witness. Any lie is spread like wildfire. Until it breaks down the family, your friendship, and your church. You see, it's so important. The Bible says it so clearly, and God don't want that to happen. And turn with me into another Bible text. It's so important. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 to 19. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16 through 19. You hear this statement and you want to read on here. These 6 things the Lord hates. You want to know what those 6 things are? How about, yes, 7 are the abomination to him. And when those 2 sentences going on, you say, what God, tell me. What do you have in mind? Tell me all those 7. What are the 7 things are abomination to him? Proverbs chapter 6, verse 17, starting verse 17, 18, 19. 1, a proud look. 2, a lion tongue. 3, hands that shed innocent blood. 4, a heart that devises wicked plan. 5, feet that are swift in a running to evil. 6, a false what? A false witness who speak lies. 7, and one who sow discord among brethren. You hear 7? And one of them in there is false witness. Do you think God like that? No. If he can solve that problem about false witness, we wouldn't live in this fallen world. Heaven is still be heaven. Okay? And here is this what happened. God telling you, you know what? You can be careful. God said, be careful. Because what you live in this world, Satan's and his devil is on you. And he will do this trick again and again until the second coming. So sowing this false witness, sowing lies all around to make discord happening among the brethren and family and churches. Read another Bible text with me in Psalm chapter 101, verse 5. 101, verse 5. Psalms 101, verse 5 say, whoever secretly slander his neighbor, that's been one false witness, him I will what? Forgive? No, destroy. Now, God is really mean what he's saying. Because he don't want anyone who caused false witness to destroy the society, destroy family, destroy churches. He said he will destroy those cause slander against neighbors. Another Bible text I want to share with you that God see this is so important. Do not put the ninth commandment or lower than other commandments. If you read the book Revelation chapter 21, verse 8, I'm about to read here. And you will see how important this very item, God include this false witness just like that same sin like other. Revelation chapter 21, verse 8. Revelation 21, verse 8. But the cowardly, unbelieving, these are the list of sin, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, adulterers, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake of burning with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Did you hear false witness in here? You hear liar? All these lies? Same thing. Now, who would you say commit murder and false witness are the same level or different level of sin? According to society, a different level of sin. Right? If you commit a murder, you probably put in jail. But if you lie on something, if you don't hurt anyone physically, maybe mentally and spiritually and emotionally, that's not considered sin. But to God, it's the same level of sin, same degree of sin. And all of them will be cast in the lake of fire, and that's only reserved for who? For Satan and his angel. My friend, the Bible says if false witness will happen, we will get the consequence. Now, God does not joke about this commandment. And because God does not joke about it, I have to be very careful with my tongue. And when I study about this commandment and read these Bible texts, I say, oh, Lord, help me. Forgive me. Forgive me. My friend, this very commandment I want to stress with you is so important. The fabric of the society, the fabric of family and churches is built on this. And if we're not careful, we destroy every single fiber. Every single person, either family, society, or church. That's what God said. I don't want this to happen. This is what happened going around in heaven, and now go down to this earth. Now it's going to happen to your family, your school, your workplace, and the worst place I want to happen is in your church. And that's what God wants to tell us, my friend. We need to find a way to take this away. Now, it's hard, yes. But can we do it? By God's power, we can do it. I say to many people, say, if you don't have any good thing to say to someone, don't say it. Think positive. Uplift people. the more you want to sit and listen to rumor or false witness, you will be sucked into it, just like a magnetic field. You know what magnetic field? You sit long enough, it's become a magnetic. Do you know that? Those you studying about, I forgot what class in school, you know, in physics, you know, and all that? A piece of metal, you leave it long enough, the near magnetic, that become a magnetic, will suck other people with. You know that? And so we don't want to be closed by all these false witness or rumor because it hurt us, and we become the victim too. And God don't want that. God loves every one of us. And God wants to forgive each one of us. And I believe in this room, and I'm the foremost, that I have sinned on this very commandment. It's the only way we can stop and turn around by surrender our heart to God. By bring this sin to the altar of God. Because if we don't, it will build on and on and on. We will lie and keep lying until cover the previous lie and on until we no longer handle. We will be explode, just like Satan. Satan cannot cover anymore. He's doing cover. He still cover every single lie he did. But when the end time, when the judgment time, everyone will know. My friend, you and I, we already know because we have the Word of God. Amen. We know that from the beginning. We need to stop now. We need to stop. I need to stop. And we need to ask God to forgive us. Every time you want to ask God to forgive, just recite the text. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, that's right. If we confess our sin, he will faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Every sin we did, every false witness that we make. He said, forget it, don't worry. If today you confess your sin, he'll forgive everything. He'll forgive everything. Do you believe that? Do you believe that? I didn't hear it. Do you believe it? Yes. And please, my friend, use this text as forgiveness. You find every single day in your workplace, in your school, at home, at church, any club you involve, do you see that? If you spot that, that you could be a false witness, ask God to forgive. And if you see someone did that, help them. Help them to confront so God also to forgive them. Let us pray. Dear Lord our God, it seems like to me every commandment that I share and preach is getting harder and harder. I guess because you speak to my heart. And Lord, that's what I want to share with my brother and sister this morning. And we see that so much happen in our world. Help us to overcome this. Help us to listen for witness and carry on these rumors. Help us to help others who spread the false witness to stop. But most of all, Lord, forgive our sin. If we make any false witness against our brother, sister, our friend, our family, our co-worker, our classmate, help us to go to that person to confront and say, I'm sorry. And if we have done in public, Lord, help us to confront in public. Because if we confess our sin, you will faithfully forgive all of our sin and our unrighteousness. Lord, I pray this morning, every eyes closed and every head bowed, you can know every single one heart that they are ask you forgiveness now. Please forgive us. I know you will do that. If you give forgiveness right now, this very moment, that we can walk out of the sanctuary, we find peace. We will be a new person. We will be a shining light in this community, in this very church. Lord, this is very important that you teach us today. And help us to use this as a guideline in our life, that we help our church, our family, everyone we know to go forward, to live a life that you call each man and woman to be witness to others. But foremost, help us to live by example. Help us to know the commandment, the ninth commandment, that you shall not bear false witness to our neighbor. Help us. And I know we can do it because you say we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. We pray all this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.